أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح لمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yesterday, we was with issue number 95 and till issue 98. And we explain all these issues, which was talking about some of them, about the najasa, essentially najasa, and we talk about the blood. And tonight, inshallah, we will take issue number 99. As a recommended precaution, one should refrain from eating an egg which has even the smallest amount of blood in it. You see, brothers and sisters, sometimes you find what you when you open or when you take an egg, yes, when you take an egg, you found what there is blood or a drop of blood inside it. There is a drop of blood inside it. So you have to refrain this blood and to take it out of the egg. And the egg, it is halal to eat. No, it is not najis. It is not najis. So one should refrain from eating an egg which has even the smallest amount of blood in it. However, if the blood is in the yolk, yolk means yellow portion, the albumen white portion will be pack as long as the skin over the yolk is not torn. As long as the skin over the yolk is not torn. Yes. Let me write yolk. It means safar. It means safar. Safar al bayda. Okay. So, as a recommended precaution, what ihtiyat istihbabi? What should refrain one, yes, should refrain, you know, refrain. I write this to you. Okay, refrain, it means to stop or to quit. As a recommended precaution, احتياط استحبابي, one should refrain. Refrain is to quit, to stop eating an egg which has even the smallest amount of blood in it. Okay? However, if the blood is in the yolk, in the yolk, yellow potion, safar, the albumin. Yes, the albumin. I write this word for you too. Albumin, it means azulal. Azulal. Okay, again, as a recommended precaution, one should refrain from eating an egg which has even the smallest, yes, the smallest amount of blood in it. However, if the blood is in the yolk, yellow potion, yes, so the albumin, white portion, will be pack, will be pack, as long as the skin over the yolk is not torn, as long as the skin over the yolk is not torn, is not torn. Yes, you know what's the meaning of torn. Torn, brothers and sisters, it means mumazzaqa. It means mumazzaqa. Okay. Now, again, I'll read all the issue. As a recommended precaution, one should refrain from eating an egg which has even the smallest amount of blood in it. Recommended precaution, you should quit, you should stop from eating an egg, that egg which has blood in it. However, if the blood is in the yolk, yellow portion, the albumin, white portion, yes, will be back, as long as the skin over the yolk is not torn. Portion juzu. Yes, issue number 100. The blood which is sometimes seen while milking an animal is najis and makes the milk najis. Here, when you are sometimes happen, brothers and sisters, when you are milking, yes, when you are milking the animal, you see what you see, you see the what you see, blood in the milk. Definitely milk is like ma mudaf, so this milk will be najis, will be najis. It is not tahir, it is not tahir. For that, if you see even a small drop of blood inside the milk when you are milking, that milk, the whole milk, will be what? Will be najis. Will be najis, and it is haram to drink. It is haram to drink. Okay. All right. Yes. Issue number 101. If the blood which comes, yes, it seems to be that the internet is off. Let me check. Actually, it is not off, but the program is stopped suddenly. It happens. Okay, issue number 101 if the blood which comes from inside the teeth, the blood which comes from inside the teeth vanishes as it gets mixed with the saliva. Saliva. The saliva is pack. The saliva is pack. Yes. Okay. Let's see if the blood comes from your teeth. Okay. From inside the teeth vanishes as it gets mixed with the saliva. The saliva is pack. Saliva is pack. Saliva, brothers and sisters. Saliva. Saliva is what? Saliva is lu'ab. Saliva is lu'ab. Okay. Okay, let's see. Vanishes. Yes. Yes, let's see. Again. Yes. I'll explain the whole issue. Sometimes that blood comes out. Yes. Blood comes out of what? Comes out of your teeth. Blood comes from inside your teeth, and it will mixed with the saliva. It will mixed with your saliva. Okay, it will mix with your saliva. Okay. Again, here we have what? Blood comes from inside your teeth, and this blood will be mixed with your saliva, and it will vanishes in your saliva. So the saliva is pack. The saliva is pack. Last issue for today, which is, that is issue number 102. Yes, 102. Yes. If the blood which dries under the nail or skin, we have a blood, and this blood dries under the nail or under skin. Yes, on account of being hurt, can no longer be called blood. It is pack. Why? Because we aren't call it blood anymore. Yes, it won't be a blood anymore. So it is pack. It is what? It is pack. Tahir. Okay, but if it is blood and is seen as such, then it is najis. But if it is a blood and it's seen such as such, then it is najis. And if a hole appears in the nail, or the skin, and if it is difficult to remove the blood and to make it pack for the purpose of wudu or ghusl, then one should perform tayammum. Then one should perform what? Tayammum. Again, brothers and sisters, if there is, for example, blood, and that blood dries, it is not wet, it is dries. Where? Under the nail. Under the nail or under the skin, on account of being hurt. On account of being what? Hurt. Yes. If the blood is comes and it dries under the nail or under the skin, that blood is what? That blood is pak, tahir. Okay, can no longer be called blood, it is pak. But if it is blood, it means wet, not dry, just like the first picture. And but if it is blood and is seen as much and is seen as such, then it is najis. Okay, and if a hole appears in the nail, see, if a hole appears in the nail or the skin, and if it is difficult to remove the blood and to make it pack for the purpose of wudu or ghusl, then one should perform tayammum. Then one should perform what? Tayammum. Okay, still we have, yes, still we have three issues. Let us continue about blood, the essential najis blood. Issue number 103, if a person cannot discern whether it is dried blood under the skin or that the flesh has turned that away because of being hit, so it is what? It is pak. He said, if a person cannot discern whether it is dried blood, dam, nashif, jaf, under the skin, or that flesh has turned that way because of being hit, he doesn't know if this is a dried blood or it is a skin, or a skin the flesh has turned that way because of being hit, so it is pak. So it is pak, not najis. Issue number 104, even a small particle of blood falling in the food while it is being boiled will make the entire food together with its container najis, as per obligatory precaution and boiling. Yes, and boiling heat or fire does not make it pack. So it means if you are making food and a particle of blood falling in the food while it is being boiled, that will make the entire food together with its container najis, as per obligatory precaution and boiling heat or fire does not make it pack. So it is najis, even if this food boiling on the fire. Okay, so fire will never make it back. Issue number 105. This is the last issue for today. When a wound is healing, and pus forms around it, that substance is pack. If it is not known, it have been mixed with blood. You see, here say it said there is a when a wound is healing, okay, and pus forms around it. That substance is what is pack. If it is not known to have been mixed with the blood, so it is. It is what? It is pack. It is not najis. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد